You have a unbelievable fascination with Alex Trebek.
Not really. It's just entered my ether.
Okay.
Yeah. How?
How?
Yeah.
Well, last episode we had Jeopardy on with the Jonathan Quick thing and your guys' two slides. And then,
all right. So how is that in your ether? I mean, it's like a quick what? Thing. Is it that easy to get
well,
in your ether?
Well, he's back again.
Jesus Christ. Are we recording? Is this the show yet?
Yeah.
Is this happening? The announcer's hurt. He sprained his
lip. 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, he's Canadian.
And God bless the guy. I mean, talk about a career.
Yeah.
Right, but he can skate. He's Canadian. Is that really him?
No, bro. That's not really him, but I'm sure he could glide around a little bit.
But I learned,
probably a good pickup player.
I learned it from you, Kev, that at a certain point, you got to just commit to it. Like, your little dancing around thing with the WB.
Right.
I mean, he's kind of just, he's got to own it.
I'm
at some
saying
point.
He's not doing these tricks. That's
no,
a double.
No, of course.
No, I think Sean was implying that that might be him.
It's a hell of a double. I mean, I don't want to harp on it, but,
hell of a double.
This is 1980, and look
at
the
cuts. We're looking at a pixelated video. This is on a VHS tape, bro.
Well, he came around the net.
He came around the net. That's what we're saying. He definitely made the spin.
Let's get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 2, season 2.
Quick shift pod.
I love that we're doing the season.
By the way, the TikTok's firing. Check us out on TikTok. Quick shift pod.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Sean, you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
So yesterday, when I was leaving here, I get in the car, driving. Scotty and I had been editing. We were doing a session all day, whatever it was. So I get in the car and I'm driving and the phone rings and it's Scotty. And he picks up the phone to, like, you know, fucking Connolly, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But only problem was that he had called Connolly.
No, but I was talking to Carigian in the parking lot.
Wait.
Did you make the wrong call?
You called me thinking.
No.
You thought you were calling me.
Correct.
And you called Kev and you were motherfucking Kev?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I knew he was going to go for the cover.
This is a psyop.
Yes.
I knew he was going to go for the cover. I'm like, I'm just going to have to play through this with him because I know he won't just bite the bullet. I knew he was going to, like, try to play through it, so I let him off the hook.
I told you on the call. I go, I was talking to Carigian in the parking lot.
No, we just left.
And you planned the setup.
That's not what happened, bro.
You planned the setup
I'm
for today.
I'm confused at what you think the setup was.
This morning.
What
wasn't
do you think
really,
this, what
no,
do you think
I didn't
the setup
sleep
was.
On it.
What do you think the setup was?
You meant to call Sean or somebody else to motherfuck me up and down, but you called me by accident.
That's absurd.
Right, but the setup is actually, he's the one that did the setup.
How so?
Well, no, because I called.
Well, we're talking about it today because I thought about it this morning. Right. Like, why wait for small talk?
You're essentially ambushing my foxhole right now.
No, I'm not ambushing your foxhole.
Yeah, you want it on the air.
I'm saying that did happen yesterday. Yeah?
It didn't, though, because I was talking to Carigian in the lot, and then you're like, you called me, and I go, I know. I said we didn't do the victory bit that
you
we were planning
said
on doing all day.
Fucking Connolly.
I was talking to Carigian, and I called you. So he's like,
Sean, you understand how I could feel this way, right?
Hey, man.
You understand how I could feel this way.
I guess so, but
I understand. Yeah, I do.
I answer the phone. Scotty's calling. I just left him, right? The phone's ringing. I press click, and I hear fucking Connolly calls me at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning about this fucking clip.
Correct.
And I'm like, yeah, you're talking to Kevin. You're talking to Kevin.
Because we were supposed to do the clip, and I called you, and I wanted you to come back.
Okay.
I don't know. But you see, I mean, I see your side of it, but you see.
But it's also, I would never.
I don't see his side of it.
I would also never
and
say.
And also, by the way, what you were saying wasn't terrible.
And by the way, you know,
that's
we're
what I was
all
say.
Good for a vet.
It was like hockey stuff.
No, what I'm saying is I've never
like
really
stuff
said,
you might
said
say
anything
to the coach
that
behind
I,
his back
yeah.
and still like him.
Yeah, it's nice to have a vent on the bench.
You can motherfuck the coach behind his back and
great
still be
coaches
big.
Allow motherfucks.
I didn't say anything that I wouldn't have said directly to your face.
I agree. Just yeah, I call me a motherfucker for no reason. Would be
I
weird.
Don't, I mean, I would like to pull up the call on this.
Great coaches allow fuck you contests on the bench.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
In the dressing room.
And the grievance that he would have was airing behind my back was a reasonable grievance.
Well, you are my boss, too.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying.
Who, does,
that's
a, who doesn't
right.
fire off at their boss every now and
right.
then?
Right, so you're admitting that I... That, that. yeah. So you admit that you got tripped up a little bit on the phone.
No, I will. No, because I was in the parking lot with.
Oh my God, man.
Right. Our other.
You know. You know what's beautiful
maybe
about
we
you?
Move on.
You can't fucking lie, and your fluster is written all over you.
I'm not flustered.
This episode might be a complete write-off. Just like this cup. Raising banner ceremony.
Yeah. Why? What happened?
Come on, guys. Just raise the thing.
Oh, did they do
double
Vegas
sevens?
Raise?
Triple sevens?
Yeah. So here it is. And last episode I said I like the pageantry that Vegas always incorporates.
Right.
But now
you think they took it over the top?
Well, look at this thing. Like,
I was trying to figure out where the banner was.
Right. Well, you didn't think it was going to come out of the back of it?
Or I thought that, something was going to like break open.
Uh huh.
Question.
But they didn't pan up.
Who runs this production?
Well, that's
I mean,
house.
Vegas must have a, well, in-house where? In-house Vegas? NHL?
Where did we go?
I mean, this is a production company that did this whole
what,
thing.
Well, they
this
they,
is pitched yes. on the off-season.
You're right.
Yards.
Kev, you're right. This was outsourced. So somebody had to build this thing.
Somebody had to probably, they probably had a bunch of concepts, and they went with this, but I wonder who actually pulled the trigger.
What club did we go to after they won the cup? It was in Caesars, right?
Sean, what was it? Oh, come on, bro.
Excess.
Red
I don't think excess. That's what it was, but...
What what group does that? They probably came up with this.
No.
This
is
far
advertising.
Bigger. This is far bigger, bro. This is a production. This is a Vegas production.
Look at this.
They probably got an NHL rep to sit with the Vegas creatives. They probably pitched a bunch of concepts because it does have to be different in Vegas. I don't have a problem with
it. So, Kev, let me ask you about that for a second. The whole team's arm in arm, right? Watching the banner go up.
Right.
Are the guys that are new to the team, did they stay on the bench or in the locker room and say, hey, you guys have a moment. I don't want to come out and put my arms around you. I didn't win this cup.
I mean, you would know better than me. Not, you know what I'm saying? You would know better than me.
did you smoke a joint?
I took a hit off the joint because you guys give me fucking anxiety, bro.
Well,
you're
the comment section loves it.
You're talking behind my
back. I won a Stanley Cup, and I was on the ice for a Stanley Cup banner raising ceremony. I have been there.
Uh-huh.
But
well, that's
but
what I'm saying.
Your
did
question?
You throw your arm around the people?
Yeah, mine was a gray area because I was on the team, but I wasn't really on the team.
If you're a new guy, you're in the bench.
Yeah,
you're sitting
you
on
are.
The bench or you're in the tunnel.
Right. I think so.
You're in the tunnel.
I would want to be in the tunnel.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
For more than one
this
reason,
is
aside from being you don't want to be disrespectful, you almost no, I want to earn it and be there with the team next year.
True. Some would say that Ariana Grande is the actual OG Panthers fan.
Yeah, so apparently she had tickets behind the net, front row, for multiple years as a child.
Oh.
And 25 years ago, she got hit by a flying puck in the stands.
Come on.
And I believe it happened twice. I don't know now if it was in the same game or if she got hit on two separate occasions, but we're going to see it in a second here.
Wait a second.
We're going to see
not,
it?
Not
Hold
a
on a second.
No.
At the same game, her parents won an auction for a Zamboni ride.
Yeah. So this is her again.
So they were there for the Zamboni ride because they won the auction.
Uh-huh.
And before that, she took a puck to the skull and she still got on there.
Two
that's
of
why,
them.
That's why she's got $1 billion.
Right,
and
just
we're sitting
for
here looking at each other.
Puck to the wrist is what the
Well, she just
because
she's got her hands up. Just because she's
Shit.
Put her in net.
Thank God.
Not only that, she's got athleticism. That's why she's got $80
You've,
billion.
You have a foul ball story in your back pocket. I don't think it's personal, but something about a guy who got hit two times at one game.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that on the internet. It was an old lady.
Oh, okay.
what?
Yeah, she got hit twice, and wasn't she getting
stretchered?
No,
so she got hit, and they put her in a stretcher. Sean, what's so funny, bro? She got hit. They put her in a stretcher, and then they were wheeling her through the stadium. And on the next pitch, he shot one back to the other tunnel and pegged her on the stretcher, going out.
I just had a wild idea.
And then they became good friends.
Can I throw this out there?
Yeah.
Squid Games, you watched it?
I didn't.
You don't really watch all that much TV.
Holy shit.
I work a lot. I'm a child.
Hey, easy.
Okay.
Got all the stuff going on. I do my best.
Right.
All right.
You don't want to say anything. Clearly you do. You did yesterday.
You've seen Squid Game?
Yes.
Okay. Wouldn't it be
I could have just lied. I know what it's about.
All
I
right, so
lied.
Mr. Beast, this would be an amazing competition if we just filled the bleachers with people and we had a home run hitter just hit home runs into the stands.
So you got
and you had to catch a ball, otherwise you die.
Have you ever heard of foul ball guy?
No.
He's got like over 100 foul balls, and he goes.
He fights for them
all over the stadium.
But he's also an animal. Like, he won't give you your if he catches your 100th home run, forget it.
Well, this is to the death. This is what I'm thinking.
Yesterday.
Are you high? Did you hit the joint?
No.
By the way, it's an early episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wake and bake.
depends what time you get up. I was up at 5 this morning, Scotty, so it's maybe lunch.
I think I had you beat.
Lunch for me.
Last night, Crosby, Malkin, and Letang.
Is Alfred's coffee your spot with Kennedy in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, Alfred's Coffee should hit us with a little sponsorship dollars. Like, that's your spot. If you go to Alfred's Coffee in...
Well, it's across the street from Kennedy School.
Okay. All right.
Would we want Alfred's?
I love Alfred's. Alfred's wouldn't do it. They're...
Right. They're too boutique.
Too bougie?
They also love themselves, yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. These guys, the three of them, 18th season with Pittsburgh.
Can you imagine what it would be like to have, matter what's going on in your team, you got these three guys on your team for 18 years?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're even thinking about coming, and the list goes on from here, mm-hmm. from this team. I mean, even last night we were watching it, like Jeff Carter's still going, bro.
Hey.
Like, they are loaded. Pittsburgh might be dangerous this year.
You've seen Jeter, Rivera, and Posada together now, right? Recently. How close are they? Like, can you just look and see, like, those three are brothers?
I haven't met Rivera much, but I know that Jeter and Posada are best friends.
Right.
Jeter was the best man in this wedding or something.
Right.
Yeah, it also shows that Crosby and Malkin have some humility because they're both superstars, right?
Of course. So, these guys are in their later years.
You ever hear the story about their first game together? Crosby always would be the last guy on the ice and Malkin would be the last guy on the ice.
Did you ever hear this one?
No, I'm looking at this picture and I was thinking, do I want to say this? Because it would somewhat compliment Mr. Wilson over here. Three good looking guys. One of them happens to look like Scotty Wilson.
Letang was the best looking player.
Best looking guy in the league, according to you.
I think he is the best looking guy in the league.
Right, I'll take that.
By the way, which guy did Scotty look like?
Letang. And Sid has grown into ludicrous. Quite a handsome young man.
By the way, Sid is a distinguished gentleman of the game.
Yes.
Is what he is.
Yeah. Did you hear what Connolly said to me when he walked in the other morning? He walks in, he goes, "Hey, Scott, are you thinking about getting skinny for your birthday again?" Essentially implying that I am currently fat.
No, I'm not. Last year, Scotty was on that tear where he was
walking
and
to work.
He wanted to lose X amount of pounds before his birthday.
Yeah.
I was just asking if he was going to run it back.
I think we decided you were going to more embrace the dude.
Yes, absolutely.
What's that?
Who's that?
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, embrace the dude.
Yeah, yeah. So little gambling thing here. I know you don't like to make predictions, so Kev, maybe you and I can make one here. You want to take a pick out of these odds of cup winner? I'll go first. I like the Sabres at +4,000. That's a good little return on investment, ROI.
Wow. I like the Kings at +2,000.
Kings at +2,000?
Ooh, yikes. Gentlemen,
it's called gambling. It's called gambling.
On the left. I can pick on the right.
Yeah. Try to shoot the moon.
+2,000. Shoot the moon. Okay. I'm going to go to the Toronto Maple Leafs +1,100.
Can I ask why?
Because it's a cheap bet and it's the top one on the board and he doesn't know much about.
Okay.
Well, no, I was going to go Tampa, but like, I actually think something possibly could happen in Toronto.
Do you like the enforcers they brought in? I mean, they didn't change coaching staff.
You've been pretty critical of Reeves.
Right.
It was a terrible choice.
Yes, it was.
I'll take Tampa for...
whatever it was.
1,200.
Yeah, okay. And then our friends over at Sports Interaction, they're a gambling company up in Canada, so maybe I'll place my bets with them.
Wonderful interface.
It is a good interface.
And I like this guy. He's kind of funny.
Where are they in Canada?
I don't know. All across Canada.
No. Right now they're in America.
I was gonna say that. Yeah, no, I don't know.
They're in America. Yeah. They sent this guy to America to ask Americans questions about hockey.
Yeah.
As a marketing.
They think Americans don't know anything about hockey.
We're here with Sports Interaction, the sportsbook and casino, and we're going to see how much Americans know about hockey. What is icing?
When you go...
I've never watched a hockey game, so...
Can you describe what offside in hockey means?
When you're off to the side.
What not is a bad a answer. Hat trick?
Your helmet flies off.
Something on the hat.
What is a bucket in hockey?
It just goes straight in. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and that's incorrect.
Are they in
Americans don't know shit about hockey.
They are.
So why bet on hockey with one of his sports books? Sports Interaction, your homegrown sports book.
Yeah, nice little spot, no?
Great little spot.
By the way, I was about to dive into that, but that's a fair question.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you take a bet from a Canadian sports book?
Right.
Would have better they would have better in the know, right?
I will say this. They were asking all the questions in L.A. That's not really America. You know, you go to Boston or you go to New York, people are going to know their hockey a little more than L.A.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. I mean, it's like, I mean, I think what they're trying to do is fair, I guess. I'm into that. But what I'm saying is, dude, if you did that on Long Island, they wouldn't have gotten any of those wrong.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Alexander Graham Bell. He invented the telephone.
Yeah.
He's Canadian.
Okay.
Jim Balsillie invented the BlackBerry.
It's a lot of Canadian. It's a lot of land. It's a fucking giant place, you know?
My point being is that I like interactive systems that are operated and developed in Canada. They have a long history of being trailblazers.
And I like gambling.
I'm not mad at that. Listen, here's the other thing. I get it, but... Scotty's 100% right. They're down on Main Street in Santa Monica. You go do that on Long Island.
Right.
They'll go four.
Hey, by the way, you owe me $50.
Kev, I just wanted you to, from a creative standpoint, that was a creative spot. You're now attacking them because they didn't go to Long Island ask Islander fans.
I'm saying I think it's a smart play on their part, right? Like we're Canada. We're hockey. We are hockey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like the marketing of it.
Kev and I made a bet last night. We took Bedard to be the first goal scorer or just score a goal. We obviously did not win.
He almost scored.
But this is Bedard's debut here. They make him do the rookie lap. Did you know that if you don't
wear... He had that one-timer.
Yeah. Oh, he had a ton of opportunities. We're about to see a highlight package.
What were you going to say? You said,
if you don't wear your helmet in warm-ups, you get fined $2,500.
By who?
The NHL. Bettman. Yeah.
So all these players are just going 2,500 a game?
Yeah. I know that was a major, major, major sticking point for O'Brien.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out Missing Curfew.
I think I saw that on Missing Curfew.
I just remember him. He would he was in there begging them to let them not wear their do warm-ups with
So
helmets.
Do you watch the
no
game
buckets.
At all, Sean?
I watched some of it. I mean, kid's the real deal.
Yeah,
you know?
He looks good.
Goes hard to the net here. But it's the release. Look at that.
It is,
nice
and he looked
dish.
Very poised as well.
Right?
He really did. Yeah. He never looked like he was...
Like, I played with Derek Steppen. He scored a hat trick in his first NHL game. We all know the Matthews.
Yeah.
What do you get, four goals?
Yeah.
Like, that's rare. This kid put a solid game up on the board.
I agree.
I mean, he's 18 years old. He got pushed around a little bit, but...
They were down 2-0. They came back. They beat
fucking scored four goals, I believe, or
Pittsburgh.
Three goals in the third period.
Listen,
yeah,
he was very visible.
Yes.
100%. Yep.
Yeah.
And people were aware of him out there. So
look how young
he's going to get it done.
Imagine when that kid's 28.
He's going to get it done. When's their next game?
They play Boston tonight in Boston.
We should look at what those odds are.
Well, you don't pay your...
Go on Sports Connection.
Sports Interaction.
Sports
Interaction. Go on Sports Interaction.
Oh, wow. Big game. Big game.
Yeah, so he gets on the board with a second assist, but strong game. Strong performance.
He had two assists?
No, he had one. I'm saying second assist.
Secondary.
He passed who shot it on net.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's going to get that stick first NHL game?
Probably keeps it.
Cool. This
is, in my opinion, this was the best game of the opening night.
Oh, it was pretty wild.
Yeah, it was great. I was surprised I didn't see some stories from you.
You know, we were golfing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, we were skating. I should give you a clip of Nash. Oh, guys, I'm in trouble.
Can he play?
I can just tell. Yeah, he can skate. He can not only can he skate, but he walks like a player already in skates. Look at this one-timer. Boom. This kid's going to have a monster year. I think he had 2 points last night.
That was the first goal of the season, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I believe he had two goals, empty netter on one.
Yep. I mean, I ride this team. I ride and die with these guys, boy.
Didn't something happen with John Cooper? Weren't we talking about him the other day?
Yeah, Coop has been texting me periodically after he saw Oppenheimer.
No, that's not what we're
talking
about.
And then he saw Lioness.
Mm.
I sent you guys
Cooper's
the screen grabs.
He's following your career. You pop up, and he's pleasantly surprised.
By the
Players
way,
coach.
Just on that, look at the transfer. What a player. Stammer in front of the net. You know, the guy scores 50 goals a
year.
But he still goes to the front
Stanley
of the net.
Cups, and he still goes to the front of the
right?
net. Right? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Look at him. Mm-hmm. Post it up. Boom. That's the screen. Hey, I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. Kev. Sean. Kevin's on Cameo. He's not going to self-promote himself. Can you just give a quick diatribe of like what you like to do? You're a pump up guy.
I don't like to do. Yeah, I mean, I'll. Yeah, I don't do like weird.
No, but you're a pump up guy. Like,
oh yeah.
And you got a Dolphins
fired up for
one.
Fantasy football or whatever.
Do you want me to put the link underneath here?
No.
Yes,
okay,
I do.
I can do that.
He's
Sean. Is there a QR code?
Sean signed up my Cameo, so he gets $7 a Cameo.
I
By
do.
The way, this was maybe the play of the night. Philippe Forsberg backdoor tap in. You can continue on to Cameo.
He was on the
Ryan O'Reilly.
That was a good signing. He's always on the list of guys that people are after, right? Forsberg?
Philippe?
Doesn't he pop up in a lot of rumors? Like, he's a pretty well-desired guy.
He's a hell of a
multi-year
player.
All-star, yeah.
Right.
That was a sick
pass.
That
was trying that
was a sick goal.
That was him again, yeah.
I feel like his name pops
up. Oh, that was Forsberg?
Yeah, that was Forsberg again.
Oh, by the way, you didn't show the Malkin saucer pass. Did you see it?
I must have missed that one.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Gino?
No. It was not a Gino.
No, that's his nickname, Gino.
Oh, Gino.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't turn into a Gino. That's what we call goals.
I don't know if I ever
Gino.
Finished my Malkin Sid story.
What was it?
That they both go out last on the ice, and they were in a debate, and Malkin was like, well, I played pro way longer than when he was in the Russian pro league.
Yeah.
But, like, Crosby came in being Crosby.
Yeah.
Malkin so he did that. Counting, he did. Right.
Was Malkin. Counting his KHL years.
And Sid was like, all right, I guess you're right. You've been pro longer than I. And he always goes out last on the ice now.
That's a
Malkin
true leader.
Does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They made an agreement early.
Yeah.
18 years later, that agreement's still good.
And that's probably why they've been together for so long.
Goddamn handshake agreement, Kev.
I wonder if they ran that one through Letang.
Do you think Malkin's ever misdialed and cussed out Sid?
Oh, boy.
Was that uncomfortable for you?
I sat through it. I like watching the world burn now. I don't like being involved in it, but I have no problem watching
you do
it burn.
To watch the world burn now.
Nick Paul, attaboy.
Scotty and I were saying we were watching this game. Like every time that like somebody has the puck on their stick, you're like, Jesus, like they're all so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that the NHL or ESPN is going to do like a red zone type of deal? Like the NFL does, where they're going to do all the scoring opportunities, power plays.
But it could be live, so if the team's on a power play or if it's a late game
it'll
or
cut
if
away.
It's a shootout,
yeah.
It'll cut away
yeah,
to the hottest
like,
game.
And it's like a full slate of games.
It feels like it feels long overdue.
My biggest question is like,
if you're a real hockey fan, you should be able to watch.
Right. Do you think they cut away to fighting? If there's a fight, will they cut to the
sure.
Look
at this penalty shot goal. My guy, Higgs. Boom.
Penalty shot, first game of the year.
Boom. Right.
Give the people what they want.
Big goal.
What we just
talking about fighting and NHL red zone.
Oh, the NHL red zone. What a great idea. I mean, if you really want, you know, if you really have an interest in the game as a whole and not just one team to be able to watch and to answer your question about the fighting, it would depend what's going on.
Well, I just think they don't want to promote fighting.
Right,
so
it would depend. If it's a quiet moment and a fight breaks out, they're going
to
cut to the
fight. You know, when I go to cut the package together, you can never find fights unless you independently look it up. Like,
oh, they
it's
won't
not,
show them anymore.
It's not on NHL's YouTube, and it's not on Sportsnet does it every now and then.
Yeah, not allowed to shower after games, and we won't show fights.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kev, I was going to ask you, Tampa, you know the smoke things that they blow off after each goal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They seem very intense in Tampa.
Really?
I'm wondering if it's a Florida thing, and I'm wondering if you've ever been to, you know, the Miami clubs when you shoot those guns?
The CO2 guns.
I've been
the CO2.
A couple of them, yeah.
You have?
A couple times, yeah.
Have you ever shot a CO2 gun in a club?
Might have been a trigger man once or twice, like when I was younger.
Did you see the bug zapper he's got back there?
Oh, yeah.
He might own a CO2 gun.
I did. You know, honestly, I think I did it once. Like, I have friends that enjoy it. I think it's a little weird.
What, the CO2 gun? Or?
Well, for like a grown man to be like, let me shoot one. You know what I mean? Like,
do you remember where? What venue?
Miami.
Yeah.
I don't know. What live? One of those.
Live. Yeah.
I got my hands on the gun.
They love.
Don't hit the green screen, bro.
Sorry.
By the way, I would like you to wear the headphones because I want to be communal. I want to be a team.
I'm outside?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting energy from you guys.
I agree.
Oh, man. Look at Braden Point, though. Eyes in the back of his head.
Another guy, Braden Point. All of them.
Yeah.
Everybody out
Tampa's there. Tampa's a force.
Dangerous. Yep.
They got a couple of young
guys. Look at all those guys on that
ice. Saros is a hell of a goalie. They made him look like a joke last night.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know? Well, Vasilevsky's out for however long he's out. He's going to miss 40 games or whatever. They have to get that figured out. I mean,
all they need to do is just get in the playoffs.
Well, they have to get Vasilevsky back, but you know, it's 40 games a lot. They gotta hopefully somebody can make sure that
this might be crazy, but I think replacing a goalie is easier than replacing like a first, second line center. I feel like people step up into the role of being a goalie easier than filling a spot in the lineup.
This number 73 for, is that your phone?
That's my phone, sorry.
Second episode in a row.
It is, yeah, yeah. it's fine. I don't care.
You don't care that I got a phone call? You get phone calls all the time. At least I turn my ringer off. Your ringer, your phone literally rings.
That's fair.
Rang in the middle of the last episode.
Yeah, is it that's worse fair. To have a vibrator going off?
You got a little bzz, 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 nice shot. Bzz.
Do you guys think we're finding our groove back?
Well, this is too long of a clip. I mean,
this ends
don't
it
get
out.
Me wrong. No. It's a great game.
Watch Cooch take this slash.
Yep.
Like,
and also, he's carrying home the people who bet -1.5 with 2 seconds left.
That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, huge, huge point.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to put a button on it with this again?
Yeah, that's it. So my idea with the regular season is I'll do a few things up front, and then we're just going to watch one game highlight that's the best game of the night. And that way we can kind of freely talk over the
unless play. Something is happening.
Unless something's happening.
Yeah.
But that will be at the front of the package.
Right.
What, were you not happy with the package today?
It's great. I'm wondering, is this the end? It goes a loop back to the beginning?
No, it's just like when it stops on the TV, it automatically brings it back.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, so that was
What's
it.
On tap loop. Today, Kev?
I got a couple phone calls. We got to wrap up some stuff.
Okay.
I mean, we don't talk about it on the air, do we?
Well, you aired out my dirty laundry on the air.
I just think it was amazing. It was amazing.
I don't think I cussed you out, though.
Kind of. I mean, a little bit. It wasn't crazy. Was he calling you?
Do you have plans to act in 2024?
I don't know. I live in the moment, bro. I live in the moment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'll take a few roles, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got a couple things kicking around.
Yeah.
When does the Disney movie come out?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I'm excited for that.
Oh, wow.
When does your Islanders commercial come out?
I don't know. It's not a commercial. I didn't do anything. No, I did. I did some stuff for their social, but it's not a commercial.
Oh, I thought it was like a local commercial thing.
No, no, no.
Why don't you?
It was for Northwell. But
you
Northwell,
said that we can play it on the thing.
Northwell. Yeah, it's not. It's not done.
That's
Northwell.
Not cut yet, Scott.
I mean,
you should know.
I got fast editing turnaround. Quick shift pod.
Quick shift.